it's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where over the past, I guess, maybe 6.5 years now, I've been bringing different guests in that focus on what I believe to be the four important, I don't know whether you want to call it bookmarks of our lives, but something to that effect, where we're physical in nature, obviously. All of us have physical bodies. I always talk about it in terms of vibrational frequencies that are inside of that physical body. And what we do to our health and wellness depends on our thoughts, our emotions, all of those kind of things. So I have as a returning guest today, Jessica Heymeyer. Am I saying that correctly, Jessica?
Just Heymeyer. Just pretend Heymeyer. That second H is a Y. Heymeyer.
Okay. Yeah. And so before we get started with her, because we're going to be talking about, I think, something really fun today, and that is the holidays. I was saying right before we got started that we have, you know, a slew, not only Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve kind of parties, but we have all the other little parties that people have where they invite you in and they've got all these yummy little delicacies. And so the calorie count alone is dangerous, but other things can be dangerous as well. So that's what we're going to talk about today is how to honor your health during the holidays. And maybe there'll be some tidbits of information that you can share with your family and friends from this discussion today. On the website, if you go to synergyconnectionradio.com, if you're listening to it on a podcast like Spotify or Apple, that's a little different. But if you want access to all of the shows that have ever been done, then you go to synergyconnectionradio.com. And to my knowledge, there's about 450 shows there now. So there's a bunch of shows about all of these different kinds of topics that allow us to balance our lives and indeed, I think, live your best life, which is what the show is all about. But you have to be physically healthy first, in my mind, at least. And I think in Jessica's mind, too. Because if you don't have the physical health, your energy, your stamina, all of those kinds of things, it is really hard, you know, to go out there and learn new things and to be emotionally stable. Because if your health isn't good, probably you're depressed, probably you're anxious. So there's so many other little facets of being healthy that's important. And on that website, along with all of the shows, there will be a link to Boomers Forever Young. And I have been using one of their products, and I've been talking about it a lot lately because people over the age of 50 are losing 10% of their muscle mass every single year after that. And so when you start losing muscle mass, it's easy to fall. You know, you're not as stable on your feet. It's and if you do fall, you're going to do some more like major kind of injuries. So I wanted people to understand this new product that this company has, because I've been using it since March. It's called Myotrol. So it's M as in Mary, Y as in yellow, O-T-R-O-L, Myotrol. And it does increase stamina. It does increase strength. There's a gal that has been on it, and I just heard this the other day, but she's been on it for a couple of months now, and she was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. So if anybody's ever heard of that condition or had it, known somebody who had it, you have no energy, like zero, and you've got pain most of the time throughout your body. After being diagnosed with it 20 years ago, she started using the Myotrol about 4 months ago. She no longer has any symptoms. So these are like trace minerals and vitamins that are in a kind of looks like an omega-3 capsule to me. And it's a little big, but not too big to swallow because it's soft. And my goodness, the stamina that comes from using that is incredible. So if you go look at the bottle, click on it. There's tons of testimonies at this point. There's all kinds of videos and information. And it's a new creation by an inventor that came to Boomers Forever Young. He wanted to have it be with a small company, and that's what this company is. So they give you a lot of personal attention. So check that out if you decide you want to try it or anything else they have. If you use my first name, which is Lucy, if you use that, you get 15% discount. And 15% adds up. So be sure to take a look and see what you think. All righty, back with you again, and we're going to talk about the holidays and how on earth do you do it? Because here you're an expert in nutrition and keeping people healthy, in helping them lose weight, and yet they're faced with all of these yummy things for almost 2 months for sure.
Yeah, well, for me, one thing I really invite all of your listeners to come to this conversation with is with their truth. In other words, where they are uniquely in their health journey, because what you do and what I do is not as relevant as what your listen where your listeners are and what they're going to do, right? So
Right.
we're all We all really want to, it's really, I think it's really important we all play our own game. Now, I'll share my game in the hope that someone hears something that's useful for them playing their game. But you just
Right.
want to remember, right? Because lots of times in this area of health, people feel like they should be able to take on something that is just way too difficult based on where they are right now. Right, taking on a Whole30 diet, for example, when they have been eating fast food for, their whole life, so to speak, right? It's a little bit like asking a toddler to run a marathon when they're just learning to walk, right? Not appropriate. So, for all of you listening, I hope you hear something useful. And also, my real hope is that this year, this holiday season, you play a better game than you've played before. Okay, so your better game, not Lucy's better game, not my better game, your better game, right? So, the thing about these holidays, like you were saying, Lucy, is not only are we confronted with oodles and oodles of, sweets, simple carbs, things that are not going to contribute to our health when consumed, when overconsumed, right? There's that. There's also the alcohol, right? There are all these different things. And there are conversations, right? These conversations around the holidays go something like this. It's the holidays. Oh, come on, it's the holidays. Go, you should just do it. It's the holidays. It's Thanksgiving only happens once a year. Whatever it is, right? So the kind of it's the holidays, so screw it, pardon my French, right? Is what we might summarize as all the different colors of those conversations.
Let me ask you a quick question. What, since you work with individuals and getting them healthy, what is the average weight gain? Because there's emotional eating too that goes into the holidays. But what's the average weight gain for somebody between right before Thanksgiving to the first of the year?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer. The people who I work with, a lot of them are either maybe between Thanksgiving and mid-December, maybe they lose a couple of pounds, and then winning for them is maintaining, right? Maintaining. But mostly the people who I work with are either holding pretty steady or maybe dancing between, in a kind of 2 pound range, which is fairly steady, right? And also doing it while finding their bend. I talk a lot about mastering your middle ground, which means you're not overindulging and you're also not depriving, right? Overindulgence and deprivation. And so the holidays very commonly are heavy on the overindulgence, but oftentimes people will sprinkle deprivation in, on a Wednesday, right? So to speak, right? And so the whole journey, and to me, this really is a journey, is about playing a better game in the moment such that you find that spot, right? Like I was talking to a woman the other day, and an example of this, she gave a great example. She was saying that she was out to dinner and she loves an espresso martini. So she had an espresso martini, eyes wide open, knowing that it had, I think we calculated it a few weeks ago, it was like 26 grams of sugar, right? It's a lot of sugar, right? She chose to have the espresso martini and she chose to skip the dessert. That was her dessert, right? So to me, that's an example of like, okay, eyes wide open. I'm going to choose this. I'm going to be a no thank you to that, right? I'm going to be really intentional with where I'm bending rather than bending everywhere or bending nowhere.
What about intermittent fasting for the holidays? I mean, a lot of people do that. I do it myself. Does
Yeah, it's such an individualized thing. For some people, intermittent fasting I know works really well. I would discourage anyone from taking it on around the holidays as a way to, like either it's the thing you do and it serves you, but to take it on just around the holidays, it's kind of like a diet mentality, right?
Well,
Which I'm not interested in.
right. And a lot of the entertaining, unfortunately, comes after like 6 or 7 o'clock. If that's your drop dead, don't eat anything else. You're stuck, with.
That intermittent fasting, when I talk to people about, should I intermittent fast or not, there are a few things I think about. One is I think about what is the outcome you're seeking to produce by doing that, and that in this instance is intermittent fasting, but it might be in other instances removing dairy or removing gluten or going on a low FODMAP diet, right? Those are just possible things. But in this case, we're saying, what is your intention for trying intermittent fasting? And they say whatever there is. And then I go through my Rolodex of research and think about, will that produce that out? Do I think that's a good fit for that outcome? Yes, no, right? And then beyond that, the next question I have for people is, does that feel sustainable? And related to that, does it feel like punishment? Right. And I would ask that punishment question maybe even before the sustainable, because if the answer is it feels like punishment, then it's not sustainable. Right. But so it really, we need, yes, it matches the outcome you're seeking. No, it doesn't feel like punishment. And yes, I think it does seem sustainable. And sometimes people aren't sure. That's fine. Take it for a drive, see how it works. Right. You can always change your mind. But, using that intermittent fasting is something I would encourage if someone wants to take it on and try it, I would have them try it to see if it's a long-term fit rather than just like a seasonal fit.
Sure. So Thanksgiving is the first go round, and we always, we look at sweet potato casserole and green bean casserole and dressing and mashed potatoes and gravy. And I know in my family, the grandkids love this special recipe. It's got like four different kinds of cheeses with macaroni and cheese.
That is so funny. Yes. Yeah. Well, on any of these big, feasts, there are a few things that I would encourage you listeners to consider taking on. And you don't have to be a yes to all of them, but I certainly encourage you to be a yes to at least one of these things. The first thing is not eating proactively during the day so that you don't arrive famished, right? So that means not waiting until 6 p.m. if that's when you have your Thanksgiving dinner, or even 4 p.m. If for you, you're going to arrive and be so hungry, it's just nearly impossible to make a sane choice. Then my encouragement is to make sure you eat earlier in the day, even if it's as simple as something like a couple of eggs and avocado. Fine, something, right? You're going to arrive with your head on your shoulders and able to make choices rather than feel owned by the moment and the food, right? That's one thing. The other thing that I would say is making sure that there is a beautiful vegetable on the table that doesn't have loads of sugar added to it, right? So whether that's roasted Brussels sprouts or broccoli or something that is a non-starchy, nutrient-dense vegetable, maybe it's a salad. That's fine. That's great. Just making sure something that is green in particular and beautiful and not loaded with cheese or marshmallows or the like. And it's not to say you don't say yes to those things. It's just to say that you do have those nutrient dense, yummy, non-starchy vegetables. And then if you want a scoop of that sweet potato casserole with marshmallows on top, fine, 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 right?
You know who Martha Stewart is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she has just released her 100th cookbook.
I heard that. I read it. I
Yeah.
heard, saw it on CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah, and so it what, then you saw what I saw, because when you were saying salad, her daughter is a vegetarian. And so she had prepared this beautiful salad with all different colors of peppers, and I mean it was so colorful. And I think she just used extra virgin olive oil, and I'm trying to remember the type of vinegar,
Think it
balsamic
was rice, wasn't it? A rice
rice
vinegar?
vinegar, I think you're right. And just mixed it all in front of us while and it was gorgeous. She had lettuce around the sides, and I was thinking, my goodness, if that was there at Thanksgiving, I mean, you could make that your primary, and everything else would be like a bite of it.
Absolutely. And what, like, one of the things I love and what you're speaking to, Lucy, is like making something that you genuinely love that's nutrient dense, like that beautiful salad with that yummy dressing. Great. It's so funny. One of my sister-in-laws, this is probably, I mean, it's got to be like 9 years ago, maybe even longer now, that she made this salad at Thanksgiving that is like now my go-to salad. It was so good. She sent me the dressing recipe. It is like one of my, I'll make it any time of year, really.
So what is it? I'm very curious.
Oh my goodness. Well, so you have your greens, and then I would say, pick your favorite greens, right? I love a spring mix. I don't really like romaine. Other people like romaine. Fine. Whatever your green is, pick your green. And then you pick some kind of cheese. So I will typically go with a goat cheese for that, like kind of a soft goat cheese, crumbles. Something sweet. So you could do pears or you could do apple. And then also on the sweet side, a little sprinkle of pomegranate seeds, and then some kind of nut. So whether it's pecans or if you have a nut allergy, you could do something like pine nuts. And then the dressing itself, it's really easy, and I'd be happy to send it to you. It's something like olive oil, apple cider vinegar, a little Dijon mustard. I think it's just like a little tiny bit of honey. And then, salt, pepper, shake it up in a mason jar, you're good to go. But oh my gosh, so easy and so delicious.
I was even thinking when you were talking about that, adding dates, like
Yeah,
chocolate.
you could do, like you, it's absolutely, that's a great way you could, shift it and make it your own. Exactly.
So the person that is facing maybe a Thanksgiving get together, and possibly there's going to be somebody there that is a little difficult for them. Do you recommend anything in particular for so that they don't overdrink or they don't overeat just because they're stressed?
Yeah, I mean, in that case, to me, one of the most powerful things that can be done is slowing down in advance and getting clearer on your intention. Now, intention is different than like strong-arming reality to make it conform to what you'd like. We all know that doesn't work, right? But just kind of from a high level, like if I could have this gathering go anyway, what would I experience? I would experience ease. I would experience freedom. I would experience connection, for example, right? And taking some time before to slow down, right? Call it meditation. For some, maybe that's exactly what it is. For others, it might be, you can't sit me down and make me meditate. I won't do it. Fine. Can you go for a walk and enjoy nature and really just, be present in that moment. So there are many, many different ways to slow down in advance, but slowing down in advance and being, clear on what, how you'd like your experience to be for the gathering in the moment, oftentimes that just opens things up. It just frees you up. And that could be as simple as, oh, you know what? I'm actually just going to sit elsewhere because it's difficult for me to navigate how to be with that energy. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Or,
And
you just,
visualizing a different outcome, because most people end up looking at what has been rather than what could be. And if they visualize a different outcome, maybe they will get that.
absolutely. And we, I think most of us know that alcohol is not typically in excess really gonna make a huge difference in a positive way, right? So I do drink alcohol. I'm not a, don't drink any kind of alcohol kind of gal, but just really being clear also in advance, what amount do you think would make you proud of yourself? And again, this is a great instance where we want you to play your own game. Because, my game in this area 6 years ago was very different than my game in this area now. Now it's no problem for me to not have alcohol at all. I mean, I could have before. It wasn't like I had an alcohol problem. It's just that I drank more, right? So 6 years ago, it probably would have been, 2 to 3 drinks on Thanksgiving. This year, I mean, I'll have it or I don't. I don't really, it's really just doesn't, it's not a thing for me anymore. But again, it took time to evolve to arrive in this place. And so I say that in the hope that no matter where you are, if you think about, how holidays typically go and you go, oh my goodness, I can't even count how many drinks I have. Well, maybe a great place to start would be just simply counting your drinks. They're, fine. That's wonderful. That is a really, really powerful place to begin looking at, okay, how, is this working for me? What might I shift?
How many people that you maybe work with have huge anxiety as they look at all of the food that's coming down the road, and they've made progress, they don't want to go backwards, but the anxiety is just gigantic for them as they're looking ahead.
Mostly people who I work with don't have anxiety around it because we've worked so hard. When we connected last, one of the things we talked about was authoring your vision of vitality. And so when people author their intention for their health and their life, their vision of vitality, and stay in a ritual of being connected to it, it becomes an experience of a North Star, like going towards something. And so the anxiousness, it's not that there won't be concerns, but concerns we can speak to and navigate, like, okay, we can strategize to address concerns. Like, okay, alcohol is going to be a challenge. Okay, great. What are some structures we can create? Okay, I'm going to have a reverse alcohol curfew, meaning that I won't start until, as opposed to when do I stop? It's when do I start? Okay, typically I would start at noon. I'm not going to start till 4, right? So coming up when people have these are clear on the challenges, then we can get strategic about creating the game together, right? Because this is not a mandate. When I partner with people, it is really collaboration. It's really partnership because it is your game. So I'm here to help you play your best game, just like if you've ever played any kind of sport or any engaged in any kind of art, there was someone coaching you, right? Whether you're playing the violin or whether you're playing tennis or pickleball, if you're working with someone to help you get better, someone's coaching you, but you're doing the work.
Absolutely. And that's a very good point, is to understand that it is your game, to play it to the best of your ability and not compare yourself to anybody else that might also be playing that same game.
Beautifully said, Lucy. And that to me is one of the number one pitfalls in this area of life. And just to say a little more about that, the definition of a pitfall is a hidden or unsuspected danger, a hidden or unsuspected danger. And in the area of health, it's so common that people, get affected by what people have to say about what they're doing or not. Or they get affected by what other people are doing, right? And the thing is, like, again, blinders on, play your game, play your game. Put me on a court with Venus Williams. Like, this is like a silly thing. I might as well just sit down and cross my legs and, watch the ball zoom by, right? That's not my
I never
game.
be able to return one.
Yes, exactly. Unless maybe she closes her eyes and uses her left hand, and I don't know, maybe she sits down. Maybe then I could hit a ball. Maybe, right? So it's just the big thing is, yes, exactly. Just keeping your eye on your ball, your game.
What are some other things that can help people be healthier, I guess, during the holidays. Do you maybe recommend, I know the meditation doesn't work for everybody and mindfulness just being in the moment, but I mean, is there some exercise that maybe would help them as they approach each of these major holidays with people?
Simple things like, again, getting clear on your intention, getting clear on your intention for your health and your life at a high level, as well as your intention for the gathering. That can be a practice that is really, really helpful. Getting in the practice of playing your best game. And that is a practice, and that could be around movement and exercise. That could be around food and alcohol. That could be around sleep, right? So wherever, as you kind of scan your life and you see where you typically encounter challenges, picking an area or two that you kind of think like, yeah, I'm ready to take that on, and starting to be in that looking, right? So, it makes me think about earlier today. I was going to go to the gym and I intended to get out the door at one time, and then for a variety of reasons, I wasn't out the door for 30 minutes and I had a hard stop. And, I was in my head going like, oh my goodness, what am I going to be able to get done? Am I gonna, there, I knew what I wanted to get done. The funny thing was, Lucy, I got to the gym and I had already said to myself, okay, I'll get done what I can get done. I actually got it all done. I got it all done. And even I, who knows the play a better game, like, and really, I do live by it. Right in that moment, there was part of me that's like, oh, is it even worth it? And I'm like, no, play a better game. Just play, get something done, play a better game. And I got it all done. So sometimes you surprise yourself and then sometimes you don't, but you still get in that example. If I got, 50% of what I wanted to get done versus 0%, that's still better.
Yes, yeah, better than nothing.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm also thinking, that if somebody were to go for a nice leisurely walk in the morning with their dog or just, a friend or by themselves, that it puts your head maybe better into the game of what's going to be happening later that day because you're starting the day not only with some exercise and some endorphins going on, but also just maybe a little more relaxed. Whenever I'm out in nature, I relax more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's a great idea.
Any other thoughts that you have as you're looking at, the holidays and making sure that you treat your health with respect?
So another thought I have is, if you make a mistake, start again right now. Right. And
Don't throw
so,
in the towel.
exactly, do not take a screwed approach. No matter what happened 5 minutes ago, right now you can start again. Right. No matter what happened last night, this right now you can start again. Right. So changing that perspective such that you're not saying next week, January 1st, January 3rd, whatever the story is, right?
The
Shifting
procrastination.
that so that you're okay right now. I think about it like crossing the monkey bars. And guess what? If you're going to cross the monkey bars, you're going to fall off the monkey bars. And the best thing you can do is get right back on the monkey bars. And then the next best thing you can do is the next time you fall is have it be for a different reason. Right? Like, learn from what had you fall. Well, I just, I showed up and I didn't eat anything earlier in the day. I was famished. So when they handed me the fill in the blank, I had five of them.
You know, one of the things that I started doing with a very close friend is when we go out for dinner, we pick like maybe an appetizer to share and a dinner to share rather than ordering a dinner apiece. And so portion control is there. You're still enjoying a wonderful meal, and the price is less as well. A lot of times, when you have, a whole meal that you've ordered, that little voice in your head of eat everything on your plate,
Yeah,
And what goes on, you know, in the back
right.
of your head. And so this way, you know, you can just enjoy whatever it is. I mean, we do that all the time. And you leave not feeling stuffed.
Yeah, that's great. The power of sharing is real.
That it is. Any other helpful thoughts as we conclude this show?
Oh, I think your listeners have a lot of things to noodle on, and hopefully some actionable insights they've gathered through what you've shared, through what I've shared, what we've shared together. And you know, for all of you listening, I really just do hope that you have many moments of feeling really proud of yourself for how you're caring for yourself this holiday season. And you just get the sense of, you know, okay, yeah, this is a new era of playing a better game.
Right. One other little side note is because they're going to be around a lot of people, and some people are going to be in the south, and some people are going to be in the north where it's cold. But most people don't know their vitamin D3 level, and that is your immune system. So even if you don't know what that level is, and by the way, you want it to be 70 or above, but even if you don't know that, just grab a bottle of vitamin D3, at least 2,000 international units per, you know, little round ball of D3, and start using it this winter because there's less sunshine, there's snow, there's sleet, there's rain, and you know we're going to have this around for a little bit of time. So, as you approach the holidays, maybe go out to the drugstore or the health food store or someplace because you can't eat enough blueberries, strawberries, oranges, apples, you know, to do the job. It's a water-soluble vitamin and you need to have it
Fat
every day.
soluble. Fat
Not fat
soluble.
soluble. But you need to use it every day. I know that. It doesn't stay. So, is it the B complex that's water soluble?
Yes,
Okay.
exactly.
Yeah, I use it as well. So, anyways, just an FYI for people that are going to be spending time with maybe not so healthy other friends and family to take care of their health that way as well. So, how can they find you? I know you've got even recipes, I think, on your website, don't you?
Yes, I've got a lot of free resources at Well Empowered, WellEmpowered.com, wellempowered.com. Lots of free resources, including recipes and webinars. You can also, if you like the idea of playing a better game, I invite you to go to wellempowered.com/dare and sign up for my weekly email where I dare you to take on one micro habit and just notice the difference it makes for you, right? An example of a micro habit I dared my community to take on a few weeks ago was not eating out of a bag for 1 week, right? So if you were going to have the chips or the cookies or whatever the case, the nuts, move them onto a plate or onto a bowl. Enjoy what you enjoy. And if you have a second portion, do the same thing, put it in the bowl, and then just notice, right? So that's an example of a micro habit. So wellempowered.com/dare, you can do that. Also, if you'd like to schedule a complimentary consultation to ask me questions or explore working together, please do that. You can do that on my website and make sure you tell me Lucy sent you because you will be gifted with 10% off.
You. I will make sure all of those links are also on the synopsis. So if somebody is listening to this as a podcast, then that the show notes always have the synopsis in there and the links to get to you.
Great,
Well,
wonderful.
have a great Thanksgiving and a very, very Merry Christmas and a safe trip back to the States. I know Switzerland will miss you, but the United States of America will welcome you home.
Thank you so much, Lucy. It's been such a treat being with you. Happy, happy, joyful holidays to you and yours.
Thank you. All right, everybody, please go out there and make this your best life and take today's show to heart because your heart will thank you if you get healthy. And if you need to, contact Jessica, all of the information is going to be there for you to do so. Take advantage of her free consultation and those yummy recipes that are healthy. Thanks, Jesse. Talk to you soon. Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.